Semicha, rabbinic ordination, was instituted by Moses and transferred in an unbroken chain from teacher to student until the 4th century, when Roman persecution forced its cessation. More than a mere formality, this form of ordination is biblically required for the Sanhedrin to convene and judge many types of cases, especially those involving capital punishment. In 1538, based on a statement of Rambam that if a majority of sages of Eretz Yisrael wish to confer smicha on one of their colleagues, they may do so, and that sage may grant smicha to those who bestowed it upon him, an attempt was made to revive smicha. In this manner, it was believed, the Sanhedrin could be reconstituted. Rabbi Yaakov Beirav, one of the great scholars of the city of Tzfas, felt that the restoration of the Sanhedrin was necessary to deal with complicated halachic problems caused by the Spanish expulsion and to enhance the prestige of Torah scholars at such a traumatic time for the Jewish people. As such, Rabbi Yaakov Beirav received smicha from the rabbis of Tzfas and then gave it to several scholars, including Rabbi Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yaakov Beirav's plan met with vehement opposition from many scholars, most notably Rabbi Levi ben Chaviv, also known as Ralbach, who, although granted smicha by Rabbi Yaakov Beirav, refused to accept it. Ralbach opposed smicha for numerous reasons, including the fact that not all the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael had been consulted, especially those in Jerusalem and of Ashkenazic background. In addition, Ralbach said that Rambam's statement was his own personal opinion, as he himself stated, and might not be halachically reliable. Most important, reviving smicha was an innovation, and if the great scholars of the previous 1,000 years did not see fit to take such action, it should not be done at this time. This last argument continues to be a very powerful one, and is the major reason why new ideas and so-called improvements in Jewish practice, no matter how attractive they might appear, are not easily implemented. Shortly thereafter, smicha died out. The smicha granted to rabbis today is only an acknowledgement that one has studied certain areas of Jewish law and is qualified to render halachic decisions. By the end of the 1500s, Tzfas ceased being a Torah center, and many of its great scholars are buried in the famous cemetery nearby.